Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I'm your host, John M. Singletary, Sr. Listen, say that all the time, but I got to put that senior in there because I got a junior, a.k.a. LJ. That's my co-pilot in this amazing podcasting game and in this amazing, wonderful, beautiful thing that we call life. Such an honor, such an honor. And today, I just want to talk about, not what you talk about when it comes to it, not what you plan, not what you write down, not what other people tell you about it, but I want to talk about what you do with it. What you do with it. It's far more important than all the rest of it. Listen, what I mean by that is, a lot of times we're talking about the things that we're going to do, or we talk about the reasons why we can't do the things that we want to do. Better terminology is excuses. And there's several ways that excuses find their way into our daily operation. Sometimes it's fear. And sometimes your fear will tell you you can't do that. And then sometimes your ego will tell you you'll feel a certain way about being challenged, and your ego will say, I can do that, I just don't because I choose not to. But either way, we're talking about something instead of doing it. But another example of that is, you know, I love people that say that they behave a certain way because they're from a certain area, or they were born during a certain time, or they fall under a certain astrological sign. And trust me, I am not one to tell you that these elements don't play a part in who we become. You know, if I grow up in cold weather, I'll have cold weather tendencies. If I grow up in the north, I have northern tendencies. In the south, I have southern tendencies. If I grow up near water, I'll have the tendencies of somebody that grows up near water. But what I do with what I'm given and who I become is what's more important. So I'm far more concerned with who you strive to become than the fact that you're a Leo or an Aquarius. You know, like people say, well, I do that because I'm a Sagittarius. No, you do that because you're a jerk. That's one of my favorite jokes. But I'm more impressed with what people do with what they're given rather than being impressed by whatever somebody's given and they have naturally. Because I'm 6 feet tall, but I didn't have nothing to do with that. That says nothing about my character. That says nothing about my work ethic. That says nothing about my compassion, my kindness, the kind of person I am. So all that I've been given, they're gifts, and that works great. But if I'm going to truly be successful, it doesn't matter what I'm given. It matters much more what I do with it.